Happy New Year, LFU, and we go into New Year with the first lad pre-match pod of 2026 and the first Leeds United game of 2026. It's lads pre-match pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, even if you're sat at home watching the game. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today, it's an important one. It's somewhat a big game. It's Liverpool away just before we play Scum at home on Sunday. But that's for another podcast episode. Anyway, Liverpool away today. We'll get stuck into all the pre-match talk later. But first, let's just touch on last week's game against Sunderland on Sunday, 2 p.m. kickoff. Yes, I know. I raised my hands. I'm sorry. I released the podcast a day early. It was a bit more of a lads pre-match weekend or something, like lads pre-weekend podcast. So yes, I am sorry. It's that period of time where I couldn't tell you what day it is, and I'm sure you were feeling the same way. But there we go. It came out anyway, and the game itself, a really strong result. 1-1 away at the Stadium of Light. It's a great result, especially considering the form that Sunderland have at home, the team they have as well, because there's been a bit of discourse about them saying we're over-celebrating because half their players were gone at AFCON. They had a good team out there regardless. They had a strong team. Sunderland, they're a good side. I'm happy we picked up a point against them in their bit. But to be fair, we probably could have won the game. Genuinely, we probably should have came away with 3 points. We battered them. I mean, I won't say too much because I'll play my post-match clip now, but we should have gotten 3 points. Okay, Sunderland 1, Leeds United 1. Good result. I'm really happy with that result. Away at Sunderland, I think, like I said in the podcast last week, I'd take a point easily away at Sunderland. They're in great form at home. And yeah, 1-1 draw. I'm, to be honest, in a way, I'm kind of disappointed we didn't get a bit more. I mean, Bogle definitely should have scored that chance from Okafor's cross. I don't know how that didn't go in. But we battered them. Like, we looked like the better team. There weren't really too many times where I thought, oh, here we go, Sunderland are going to score against us here. But we held up well. We held up really, really well. Their goal was just a piece of individual brilliance, which obviously was helped by the fact Rodon didn't get out quick enough, but he was injured. We should have brought him off earlier. But 1-1, great, great result against Sunderland. 7 points clear going into 2026. That's quality. Come on, Leeds!
I mean, I spoke a bit too early because we're 6 points clear of the relegation zone in 2026 now. But yeah, like, sums it up really. Strong result, a really good game from us. Probably should have won it. I don't think Sunderland looked too threatening all the time, but we played a good game. We constantly dominated. That's like all I can say. And then the negatives wise, it's just the finishing. Like, if we had our shooting boots on that day, we could have won that game, like, you know, 3-4-1 or something. We absolutely battered them. Just needed to be that bit more clinical, and we could have come away with 3 points. Right, it's time to do this. It's Merv Awards time, where I go through every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game, and we rate them out of 10. Then at the end of the year, we see who wins the iconic, the amazing Merv Award. So, let's get stuck into it. We're going to start with Perry, which I've given a 7 to. I thought he had a pretty decent game, to be fair. I don't think he did awful, Perry. Made a good couple saves at points, and then the goal, I don't think we can blame Perry for the goal, saying that he could have saved it or something. It was an unreal finish from Simon Adingra. So, Perry, solid game, giving him a 7. Goodmanson, giving him an 8, did some decent ball carrying, held up well defensively as well. We, you know, really stopped that Sunderland attack at times, and I think, you know, that comes down to how our back line was. But yeah, Goodmanson, solid game once again, giving him an 8. Rodon, I mean, it's a low score, but that's purely for the fact that he just wasn't playing for very long. I've given Rodon a 6. For their goal, could he have come out quicker? Yes, however, he'd just been absolutely smashed into his ankle three times beforehand, so a bit of leeway for him there. But I've given him a six because he just wasn't on the pitch for that long. He just didn't do loads to bump up that score. Pascal Strike, I've given a nine. He's joint man of the match. I thought Strike was unreal. Every ball that came bouncing his way, it felt like he won. Like, if the ball was coming Strike's way, I was sitting back going, yeah, he's going to win this ball, that's fine. He had an unreal game, one of his best this season. Yakubiyo given an eight. He's just a brick wall at the back currently. He's just looking so, so good. A bit ropey against Brentford when he scored that own goal that he didn't even need to touch, but he's looking really good recently. I'm liking Biyo quite a lot. Moving on to Bogle, giving him a seven. I think the missed chance knocks his score down a bit because I felt that's a Bogle chance to score, you know, at the back stick, bundling it into the back of the net. But he played a solid game. I like Bogle. You know, I've liked him for some time. Don't get me wrong, start of last season, I was a bit ropey about him. But great player, played amazing against Sunderland, giving him a seven. Ampadu giving an eight. Again, just that field general in midfield, which has just been really, really bloody good for us, just winning all those balls, getting the passes out quickly. Solid game from Ampadu, giving him an eight. Anton Stack giving a seven. I know this might seem a bit low, but I think he did have a good game, Stack, but I don't know, apart from that pass, I don't know what he did that makes it like an eight or something. Because I just don't get that impressed with Stack a lot of the time. I see people banging on about him, calling him like, you know, a class midfielder for Leeds, but I just don't see that. I don't see him being that amazing player that people say he is. But regardless, he had a decent game. He had a very good game, in fact. I've given him a seven, not quite an eight because I feel like I just needed to see a bit more from him, but he was very good, giving him a seven. Aronson, highest score of the season, and it's probably the highest score he's ever going to get in his life. I've given him a nine. Aronson, wow. Wow, what a game he had. Honestly, I didn't even think I was watching Leeds United at one point. I was like, that cannot be Brendan Aronson playing for Leeds United, a man who has been absolutely horrendous for us at times, who's just all of a sudden decided to go, yes, do you know what? Let's just turn it on. I'm going to play like Messi here. And he was fantastic. Our goal. Wow. What a run from him down the side. He probably should have scored as well if it wasn't for Trey Hume as well. He had such a good game. Such a good game. Really impressed with Aronson. Giving him a nine. Okafor, giving him a seven. Thought he had a better game than he has recently. He was a bit more in it. That cross into Bogle for the goal Bogles probably should have scored. Amazing. Okafor did really well. DCL giving him an eight. I mean, his goal, good goal, well taken, great movement in the box. He's really shown his true colours now, and some of his hold-up play was amazing. Like, there was times where he was just, you know, just throwing his body at the ball and just trying to get a touch on it to just flick it onto a defender. Did so, so well. Nonto giving him a five, came on, just didn't do an awful lot. Tanaka giving a seven because came on for Rodon. We changed from a back four into a three. We changed from a back three into a four. My bad. And Tanaka looked strong. I mean, he always has looked strong. He's a good bloody player. But there we go. That's the Merv Awards for last week's game against Sunderland. Some good scores in there. Right. Let's get stuck into the pre-match conversation now. It's what you came for at the end of the day. So let's get stuck into Fark's presser. What do we know from this? So injuries-wise, Rodon will miss the Liverpool game, which is guttering. However, I do hope that means we can see him for Man United because that's a Joe Rodon game. That's a Joe Rodon game if I've ever seen one against Scum. But yeah, he will miss the Liverpool game. I've got a feeling he's going to be out for a little bit longer, so we might see him miss Man United, but hopefully it's nothing too dangerous. So it's a bit guttering, though, because we've just looked really good in this back five or three, whatever you want to call it, and now we're probably going to have to change it, which is annoying. So yeah, Rodon will miss this Liverpool game, and I'm assuming he didn't. From what I've read, he didn't say anything. But Dan James and Longstaff are probably still going to be out. But transfers, woo! Transfers time, because we're into that time of the year now, aren't we? We're into January, so let's go AWOL about transfers. He said no new players to support us right now, so I think that's him saying there's no point in signing anyone at this point. But he did say he would have to ask again on FA Cup weekend. There we go, because obviously sign some players for the FA Cup weekend, get them playing in that game, and we'll find out. So maybe after Man United, we might sign someone and see him on the weekend in the FA Cup against Derby. But yeah, so incomings, he didn't really say much on it. He's kind of staying really silent on that. And on outgoings, he said there's no plans to give away players. But then he also did proceed to say he wouldn't say anything even if a player did ask to leave. So there we go. He could be absolutely lying to our face there and we would never know. But they were the main points from the press conference. So let's get into the starting 11 from what we know. So this is where I'm going to tell you who I'd go for if I was Leeds United manager and what I think Daniel Farke will end up starting with. So this is what I do. Perry, Goodmanson, Bornau, Strike, Beal, Bogle, midfield three, Ampadu, Stack, Aronson, and a front two of Nemecha and DCL. Yeah, so the big one, I've kept with the back five. I've brought in Bornau for Rodon purely because I think Bornau probably can play in there. We haven't really seen him too much, but I'd like to see him get a bit of a run out to see what he's about. And the back five's just been working, so don't change it. Just simply don't change it. There's no point in changing it because it's worked so well. Don't get me wrong. We changed up against Sunderland and we scored. We managed to get a draw from it. But I think stay with the back five. It's our best plan going forwards. I don't think mess around with it too much. You know, if one injury happens, just replace a player back in there. We don't need to be chopping and changing everything. Midfield three, Ampadu, Stack, Aronson, the same three that started against Sunderland. Aronson had an amazing game again. Deserves to start. Stack has been looking good recently, so he deserves his place in there, and Ampadu's one of the first names you put down on the team sheet. Front two, DCL and Nemecha. I think for this Liverpool game, we're going to be on the back foot a bit more. You know, we're away at Anfield, so let's get a bit more physical up front. Let's get Nemecha and DCL bullying their defenders, because I think that's what we could see. It's going to be a different story this time at Anfield, because they're a different team to when we had them before. They were in a bit of a rough patch. You know, Salah was announced after the game he wanted to leave. Liverpool were in a bit of a mess, but they've gotten a couple results back now. They're going to be a lot more difficult to beat. So let's get that physicality up front. Let's try and bully them a bit. Nemecha and DCL. So that's what I'd go for. But what I think it will be, Perry, Goodmanson. I think Farke will bring in Bornau, Strike, Beal, Bogle, Ampadu, Aronson, Stack, then DCL, Okafor up top. So Okafor, the only player being different. Farke seemingly likes to play Okafor off DCL, even though I don't think it's been working that well. And on top of that, I think Nemecha is just the better option because we were playing bloody well when he was playing up front. And of course, Bornau. I think it makes sense. Keep the back five. It's what worked against Liverpool. I was tempted with my thing to or even with Farke to say he's going to go back to a back four, but we played Liverpool recently with the back five. We got a 3-3 draw against them. It seems stupid to go back to the back four that was getting us spanked at the start of the season. So I think he'll do that. Stick with the back five for stick with the back five of three. Bornau in, and he's going to obviously play Okafor up top. So there we go. They're the starting 11s. So let's get on to the most important thing, which is, of course, the score prediction. How many points will we get? Now, I was saying, like I said earlier, different story this game. I think this is going to be very difficult because we have to remember we're away at Anfield. Last time we played at Anfield, we won. We won 2-1, which was amazing, but no one expected it. So this game is going to be a struggle. It will be a struggle because it's Liverpool. They've got amazing players. I think even Farke said in the press conference, Wirtz costed more than a whole entire transfer window. Like, that literally says it all. So it's going to be a toughie, but we always hear the but when I say something negative. But we can get something. We've drawn 3-3 against Liverpool before. And then a couple years ago as well, arguably with a worse team and against a better Liverpool side, we beat them 2-1 at their bit. I think if we go about this in the correct way, we could get something, maybe even a win. However, I'm going to go with a draw. We're going to split the points at Anfield, which is an amazing result. We have to keep this in mind. That's an amazing result. We'll extend the unbeaten run. I'm going to go with a 2-2 draw against Liverpool. because I just think we can do it. We can get something. New year, new... Well, I hope it's not new Leeds. I want it to be the same Leeds that went into the end of 2025. But yeah, 2-2 draw. I think we can get something. I think Liverpool are still on a bit of a comeback of it. No Isak as well. No Salah as well. We can do it. We can do it. 2-2 draw. Let's get a point and let's get clear of that relegation zone. Right, there we go. You've heard me rambling on about all the pre-match conversation for Liverpool away. But here we go. It's time we go to the void, which for some reason has amazing connection. And let's ask Dad what he thinks about today's game against Liverpool.
It's hard to believe we didn't win that game against Liverpool at home. I still reference point the limbs as in a context that we won. And then when you look at kind of what's happened since, one being we made Salah want to leave after handing them their backside, it feels like. But they've gone on quite a decent run. I think last five games, is it three wins. They look like he's got them back on form, in a form of winning and seeing out games like they weren't doing. I remember the Liverpool at home game being one of those horrific scheduled matches we had in those in that week as the one I felt like we were going to get something from potentially because of how bad a form they're in. But since then, they've really stepped up, and at Anfield, it's always tough. But we've been there before. It's kind of like we should be able to get something from there, which sounds weird. And wow, if we don't lose, the benefits are pretty advantageous for us. So I think with the way we are and the way we're playing, we could get something out of this. And I'm going to go for a sneaky 2-1 win at Anfield.
Wow, so Dad's mind is getting casted back to the Jesse Marsh era with a 2-1 win away at Liverpool. I would be very much a happy man with that. If we beat Liverpool 2-1, what a way to start 2026. But there we go, LFU, a pre-match pod done and dusted for Liverpool away today. Make sure to follow the socials, LFU, Lads of Leeds on Insta and on X. If you're off to the game today, go have some fun. Hopefully you're not hanging over too much from the New Year's celebrations, but go enjoy it. Liverpool away, great city. Have a cracking time there. If you're staying in your nice warm house or if you're off to the pub, like me, have fun. Go have some fun. Even if you listen to it on the radio, have a cracking time, LFU. I hope you had a good New Year. Let's hope we play today. Well, of course, bloody hell. We play well today. We get 3 points, or we get something, and then we continue into 2026 with our unbeaten run. Come on, Leeds. Let's do it. Let's get 3 points. Come on, Leeds!